This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Boulder County coroner has identified the remains found after the Marshall fire as 69-year-old Robert Sharp, one of two people reported missing. The coroner's office is still determining the cause of death. Sharp's family says he worked in construction and was an active member of the Boulder community. President Biden is in Boulder County to see the devastation of last week's wildfire and to meet with people who lost their homes. CPR's Andrew Kenny is covering the president's visit.
I'm standing at the end of a cul-de-sac in a hillside neighborhood in Louisville where the Marshall Fire just devastated almost every home on the block. All that remains standing here in the snow is these torched trees, burned out vehicles, and the foundations of what were people's homes. We are waiting for President Joe Biden to talk presumably about this fire that was of a type and a scale that we've not really seen before here in Colorado.
The president is expected to speak to the media at this hour, and we will carry his remarks live here on All Things Considered. A new bill would incentivize Colorado employers to help their workers make cleaner trips to work. Democratic Senator Faith Winter is the sponsor.
How can we increase carpooling? How can we increase working from home? How can we increase use of transit? How do we make the use of transit as easy as it is to have a single occupancy vehicle?
Winter says Coloradans need to drive less for the state to meet its climate goals. Snow showers for the mountains tonight, a chance of rain and snow on the western slope, partly cloudy on the Front Range. This is CPR News.